Members of the Massachusetts State Police Community Action Team will be assigned to Springfield following a personal appeal Monday in writing and on the telephone to the head of the state police from Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno.
I'm not afraid to ask for help. We have a great partnership with the state police and our Springfield, the brave and dedicated officers in the Springfield Police Department.
In the last 5 days, there were 4 separate shootings and a stabbing in Springfield. Monday night, Springfield police shot and seriously wounded a man after they said he attacked 2 officers with an axe. A police spokesman said the officers did not require hospitalization. Sarno said the violence is not random. He said the shootings were all drug or gang related.
And, you know, people will say to me, hey, Mayor, Dom, why do you care so much? Well, you know, I have a passion for the city of Springfield and say, geez, it's occurring, you know, very, very late at night or early morning hours. But it sends a bad reputation out about the city of Springfield. We have plenty of good things going on.
Funding for the additional state police assigned to Springfield was appropriated earlier this month by the state legislature in a supplemental budget.
I want to thank Senator Jim Welch, who had put a line item in for $100,000 specifically for the city of Springfield and the state police use.
A community action team was assigned to Springfield last August after a surge in violence that included a man being fatally shot during a home invasion. The assignments for the state troopers deployed to Springfield will be worked out between the state police commanders and the Springfield Police Commissioner's Office. But the mayor said in his letter to State Police Colonel Timothy Albin, he looked for an increased police presence in the Forest Park and Mason Square neighborhoods and the downtown entertainment district. Additionally, Sarno said he has ordered a review of the public safety plans nightclubs are required to implement in order to hold entertainment licenses.
My point here is that we'll make sure that I will utilize anything I can get my hands on to continue to quell these hotspot areas.
Earlier this month, a Springfield bar agreed to a voluntary suspension of its liquor license after a man was shot and killed during a fight on the outdoor patio at the bar. In an interview, Sarno, who has made public safety a top issue during his 3 terms as mayor, including the city's ongoing bid for a casino, said the spike in violence was disheartening. He noted the number of anti-crime initiatives the city has previously undertaken.
But right now, we had an uptick, and I want to make sure that we put our thumb on it immediately.
Last month, Sarno announced an agreement with the Springfield Parking Authority to pay for increased police presence downtown. Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett said at the time it would mean more foot and bicycle patrols, as well as prostitution stings, traffic enforcement, and random checks for liquor license violations.
It's not just a small tactical deployment, it's a strategy, a long-term strategy to try and help us control and also show the public that Springfield's a safe place and a good place to come.
The surge in violence in Springfield comes as the Massachusetts Legislature's Joint Committee on Public Safety is scheduled to hold a public hearing in the city on gun legislation Friday at American International College. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.